Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
What, oh, what in the world is Governor Bruce Rauner doing? Campaigning for re-election against a guy who's not in the race, not challenging or finding fault with Bruce Rauner. The guy is Mike Madigan, Speaker of the Illinois House of Representatives, campaigning for his own re-election, buying not one dime's worth of time on TV to be in any way critical of Governor Rauner. While Rauner is buying a fortune's worth of time, being not only critical of Madigan, but obsessed with Mike Madigan. Whatever the issue in state government, you name it, Rauner is on the attack, most recently accusing Madigan of creating a culture of sexual harassment in the Illinois General Assembly, and declaring that Madigan must be removed. The curious thing is that Rauner has to know, everyone else does, that as hard as he's been trying, he cannot remove Madigan from office. For the past 4 years, Rauner's been insisting, without evidence, by the way, that Madigan is corrupt. Now, without evidence, he's insisting that Madigan's responsible for sexual harassment and abuse, and hoping, he says, that Madigan's doing something criminal and will be prosecuted, which Madigan is not doing, so he won't be prosecuted. Governor Rauner is running for re-election against Pritzker, not Madigan, and he ought to know that if he doesn't stop wasting his fortune and time railing at Madigan and begin focusing on how he'll govern Illinois, he's likely to remove himself from office. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com or download the WGN Radio app.